Katie Couric had an interesting story to tell Jimmy Kimmel about her dating life the other night. Anybody see this?
No.
I happen to be watching this.
I'm interested.
Katie said that when she was 30, which is, you know, got to be at least 20-something years ago, she had a date with Larry King. Is he currently in marital bliss?
No, his wife was sleeping with their kid's baseball coach, and so then Larry went on the side and hooked up with his wife's
family
sister.
Family dinners must be great with
I don't care who it is that she's hooking up with that's on the outside. You don't retaliate by getting with your wife's sister.
I don't think you can't cross bloodlines like that.
I mean, you know, you ask, you say, look, it didn't work out with us. Your sister's pretty hot. Would you mind if I pursued that?
It's not going to go well.
I'm the guy that steals your girl. That's who you want to be.
And that's how my Uncle Red married my Aunt Lacey. He dated Lacey's sister first. Uncle Red married Aunt Lacey, but he dated Lacey's sister first.
Couldn't any of your relatives be called Uncle Red? I mean, doesn't everybody have the bright red hair in your
family? Not everybody.
Like the Farkle family? Everybody's got the red hair?
Three brothers had red. Okay. Maybe four.
Okay. Uncle
By
Red.
By the time I knew them all.
Do you remember Uncle Red?
I've heard of
Uncle Drunk Malcolm.
He's been dead for many years.
Uncle Frank.
The entire city of Mullins calls him Uncle Frank Red, but we called him Uncle Richard Red.
Hold on.
Hold on.
The entire city of Mullins.
Mullins, well, South Carolina.
Calls him Uncle Red.
Is he still alive? He had Red's used cars, yeah.
He's still alive.
If you called Mullins,
I call a random number in Mullins and say...
Mullins.
And say, who's Uncle Red?
No, you say Red Raspberry.
Who's Uncle Red Raspberry? And they'll know who he is.
He has Red's used cars.
There's more than one Red?
Who's Red Raspberry?
Red Raspberry's my Uncle Red. You say Uncle Red, there's probably 100. You say Red Raspberry, they know
Red
what you're talking about.
Red Raspberry. Please call it Mullins.
Can you just say Red?
No.
Okay. That's a raspberry.
Call.
Everyone's going to know him if they all get their cars there.
My cousin Sheila was Team Miss Mullins. They're practically royalty.
My bad.
They're like Mullins royalty.
Whoa.
Wow.
Does he do those car commercials, you know, like Red Raspberry?
Red Raspberry.
Come on down.
Come on down. I'll sell my pants off of you.
Red Raspberry. This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern people.
I can't wait to call somebody.
But my Uncle Richard, we called Red in the family. And he married Aunt Lacey, who was Texas oil money.
You called him Red
and
in the family?
He was retired military intelligence.
That was his family nickname.
Excuse me?
He was military intelligence.
Whoa.
Somebody from Mullen.
Is that from the FBI? Mullins.
All right. Who?
Uncle Red.
Uncle Red was military intelligence.
Yes, Richard.
Before he owned a car lot.
No, that's a different Uncle. No. Frank. My Uncle Frank is Mullins Red.
Okay.
Red Raspberry's the car dealer guy.
Okay, but
Richard Red.
Inside the family.
The inside Uncle Red was a CIA guy.
Yeah.
And married a rich girl.
And he's dead now.
Oh, he died.
And he married some teen Mullins.
They lived out in the woods. They had a mansion out in the woods. And my Aunt Lacey's. They did.
Turn the music off.
I'm telling you the truth. Yeah.
That doesn't go
I'm not even lying. Call my family.
Out in the woods.
Call anybody.
Oh, man. And we call that a plantation.
No, they had a mansion. You had to go down a dirt. You couldn't see it from the street. You had to go down a dirt road.
Was Django out there?
And my Aunt Lacey collected.
On this private road, how many cotton pickers
were
passed?
None. They just lived back. Private pond they dug out.
I bet they did.
What do you think they dug out? You mean
they did it for themselves.
That's where they throw the useless slaves.
And they had like Great Danes.
Sure,
the biggest horses.
Got to keep those slaves working.
Yeah, that's what those dogs were for. Kelly.
She had pet flying squirrels in the house.
Excuse me,
I'm not lying. They're very eccentric. Call my family. I'm telling the truth.
She had the flying squirrel pets in her house.
Oh, I want to go there. Right
and
now.
They lived in a mansion in the woods. Now. Now, when did Uncle Red go off and work for the CIA?
Before
from
I was
his
born.
Mansion in the woods.
Before I was born. He's dead now.
He is.
Yeah.
You got caught?
Who got the mansion in the family?
Aunt Lacey's still living there.
Did you hear any of the stories he was working on? Any of the big things?
He couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Because he was CIA.
Yeah.
If he passed Aunt Lacey on the street, they had to not acknowledge each other.
Hold on.
Uncle couldn't fail CIA.
He was military intelligence.
He convinced your aunt that if she saw him on the street,
she could not even acknowledge him.
Even if he's with another woman.
So what was his wife, his real wife, doing?
Yeah.
My Aunt Lacey was his real wife.
No, she wasn't.
No.
I am not lying. I'm telling the
Kelly,
truth.
He did not work for the CIA.
Yes, he did. I don't know if it was CIA, it's the military intelligence.
You have to graduate high school to work for the CIA.
I didn't know he couldn't spell CIA.
Call my daddy right now.
I don't think you can go to night school and get in CIA.
And I'm pretty sure.
He was very smart.